St. Vincent and the Grenadines is gearing up to host the CELAC Summit on March 1st at the Sandals Resort in Bucamount. And National Coordinator of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States, CELAC, Dr. Douglas Slater, speaking to NBC News, said that in preparation for the CELAC Summit, they are actively working on a declaration which will put out the political position of CELAC to the world. Dr. Slater said, this is the main agenda item for the summit.
We are also very actively preparing what is the main agenda item for the summit, a discussion on a declaration which will put out the position, the political position of the Latin America and Caribbean region, CELAC, to the world as to how we see the region should proceed in confronting the various challenges that the world has at hand. And we know from following the news some of those challenges.
Dr. Slater stated that a preparatory committee, co-chaired by himself and the cabinet secretary, has been established. It consists of all the partners required to ensure the summit is successful. He noted that all meeting invitations have been sent out and favorable responses have been received so far.
Of course, preparation for such a huge event, which will, as you may know, it will be the largest such meeting of regional and, well, almost an international meeting in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We have already sent out invitations to all member states, which is a natural, but also special invitees and observers. We have been receiving favorable responses, but all have not been in as yet. We expect a very strong response in terms of attendance. There are a few countries that have some national challenges that we are not too sure whether we may have representation at the highest level, that's president or prime minister, but we expect to have representations from all of our member states.
Dr. Slater noted that despite announcing its formal opening at the end of March, representatives from Sandals have given assurances that they will be ready for the summit at the beginning of March. He noted there will be challenges as St. Vincent and the Grenadines is a small country in the process of developing its tourism product and accommodation stock.
But because of the very positive responses and interest in attending, I think for many reasons that is so, St. Vincent has really established a stamp globally, despite its size, as being a very powerful country in terms of the global influence. As you know, we have been on the UN Security Council, the smallest country to be so. And most recently, we have been engaged in a very important peace initiative between Guyana and Venezuela. All of that are indirect benefits of our leadership. And with that is a very strong interest participating, coming to St. Vincent. Of course, another indirect benefit of encouraging the participation here is promotion of the country itself and the benefits that will be derived in tourism.
National Coordinator of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States, CELAC, Dr. Douglas Slater. St. Vincent and the Grenadines will hand over the pro tempore presidency to Honduras at the summit. With the CELAC report, I am Ricardo Wilson.